throws right, intercepted by Fletcher at the 20.
I think everybody fed off the emotion of the crowd. It was kind of electric out there, especially early.
Bowles takes it at the 35, darts up the middle. He's at the 50. He's at the 40.
Exciting time. You know, a big win and something to celebrate, but we sure don't have a heck of a lot of time.
Looking, he fires, complete. He's got Matthews at the 5. He spins into the end zone. His second touchdown.
I thought Mark did a good job.
The field generalship, the 4-for-4 in the red zone, the stepping up in the pocket.
He was accurate with the football, and most importantly, he didn't turn the ball over.
I got a bunch of guys in that locker room that I'm accountable to, everybody in our building that I'm accountable to.
Later in the game, you saw some of those touch passes, the one to Jordan Matthews where he put it right over the fingertips.
I had a much mark as he gets his hips around, makes the read, breaks contain, squares himself up, and then puts the ball in a great position. Jordan does a great job reaching and catching with his hands.
I mean, he's a baller. He's a franchise quarterback. We just saw him go out there and be elite today.
He did the things that we want in our offense. You can tell he threw the ball accurately. The
guy was one at this level, at a very high level, so we're excited about him.
I saw Green Bay win pretty big last night, so we got a ton of work to do in a short week. We're already behind, so we got to go.
The Eagles know they have quite a challenge trying to contain Rodgers this Sunday.
The last couple of weeks, he's just been on fire. And
a hostile environment against arguably the best quarterback in the game right now.
He has some mobility to get out of the pocket.
Good decision maker, to get out of trouble.
It's going to be a big challenge for us. I know our guys are excited about it, but
the quarterback is only as good as the people in front of him.
Well, Connor had a great game last week. You know, he's an active guy who keeps coming at you, but that's the whole front.
And I think our guys are greedy from that standpoint that when we do get a turnover, can we turn it into something even more positive?
Coach Kelly preaches just a one-week season, and you got to get up for each week.
And we win as a team, and we lose as a team. And we got a bunch of guys that really buy into that, and that's why we're successful as a team right now.